1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. The Israel-Hamas war rages on, but talks are underway on a pause in the fighting to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza and hostages out.
About 750 trucks have gotten into Gaza so far. What you're not seeing here, though, is fuel. Israel refusing to allow any fuel into Gaza because they say that Hamas has enough fuel already. They're just not distributing it to the people. Of course, we've heard different things from aid groups, but fuel or not, we know that this kind of aid, more of it is desperately needed. What's getting in, a drop in the bucket of what's actually needed during this humanitarian crisis.
ABC's Matt Rivers. A choice word from Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley for fellow candidate Vivek Ramaswamy at last night's GOP debate in Miami. She called him scum after Ramaswamy mentioned her adult daughter as a TikTok user while they sparred over Chinese influence. The main issues on stage, the war between Israel and Hamas, and abortion. This is ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden holds a slim lead over Donald Trump in the latest Marquette University Law School poll. Biden leads Trump 50% to 48% among registered voters. That's well within the survey's margin of error. But the Marquette poll also has Republicans Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley leading Biden in Wisconsin. 42% say they have a favorable view of Biden, only 37% for Trump. Members of the nurses' union at UW Health plan to deliver 100 pages of safety violations to the state health department. Union members say most of the issues stem from understaffing. Officials with UW Health say that patient safety is not a bargaining chip for the union. Hospital officials say they are working collaboratively with the union to increase staffing. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you see green footprints on sidewalks around Northeast Wisconsin, here's why. November is National Runaway and Homeless Youth Prevention Month. WBAY reports that a project called Youth on the Move is sponsored by the Boys and Girls Club of the Fox Valley's home-based program. The program raises awareness and helps prevent children and teen homelessness by putting green footprints in front of area businesses, letting young homeless people know it is a safe haven. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction reported recently that over 16,000 kids dealing with homelessness were enrolled in schools last year. A 13-year-old Wittenberg boy was seriously injured in an ATV crash in Shawnee County. Shawnee County sheriffs answered a call on Nightingale Road about 4:30 p.m. yesterday. Authorities arrived to find the boy unresponsive and pinned under the ATV. The boy was taken to the hospital with very serious injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
The Bucks get the win, but Giannis ejected. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Detroit Pistons 120-118. In the third quarter, Giannis brought the ball down, made a signature dunk, and celebration. He gets called for a technical, his second of the game, and was ejected. The Bucks' Brooke Lopez asked what was going on.
You know, we felt there were a lot of questionable calls, but you got to fight through that. And the way Giannis got kicked out, we obviously don't think that was great. But whatever, we turned it into a positive. Sucked not to have him out there, but it was a great opportunity for us to play pretty much solely with Dame, get him more used to us, get more used to him and a lot of other guys.
Football, a lot of teams in the NFL now doing the tush push, lining up players to push a teammate across fourth and short for a quarterback sneak. Green Bay tried it over the weekend against the Rams and was asked, was it called the Packers push? Right guard John Runyon.
I've also heard the love shove too.
That's the Packers right guard, John Runyon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine outside today with daytime highs approaching 48. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Lows around 31. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. 43 tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 35.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Earl. It was a little chillier this morning than yesterday, but I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. The sun is shining. I always say it. You know, yesterday we had rain and overcast, but just to get a glimpse of the sun, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. The sky's blue today.
Yeah, it's therapeutic, man. So it doesn't matter, you know, well, it doesn't matter how cold it is, but certainly just a glimpse of the sun and the rays of the sun are life-sustaining. So it's always better when the sun is out than when it's not out. And so we got a lot to talk about this morning, as always. Good morning to Richland Center. Good morning to Amory. Good morning to Oshkosh. Good morning to Green Bay, Hayward, Racine, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Waukesha, and Milwaukee. And I wanted to begin with this. So when you've been around a while and you bought a lot of different vehicles, one of the things for sure is if you've lived some extended period of time, you've had a lot of different vehicles that you've purchased. And so, you know, I mean, I'm hooked on SUVs, man. You have an SUV?
I don't. I just have a sedan.
Yeah, you have a sedan. I always was a sedan guy, man. I always bought sedans. I guess that's all that was available, sedans and trucks. But you know, I've had opportunities to purchase sedans, but I'm hooked on SUVs, man. And I don't know if it's the room. Calvin, your dad have SUV, your mom?
My dad drives a pickup truck, and my mom drives a minivan.
Okay, yeah. So I'm just... You know, it's something about the SUV. I think it's the room, it's the space, the fact that the SUV drives like an automobile. You know, the suspension, the way they've, you know, created them and developed them and improved them. And I don't think I'll ever go back to a sedan. Certainly have had opportunities. But I'm just hooked on SUVs. And what about you? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. As I said before, I've worked in the auto industry in a different life for 34 years. Well, let me see if I can say that again, man. I worked somewhere else for 34 years. Yeah, I did. And so there wasn't anything like an SUV. We didn't produce them. It wasn't even a figment of the imagination of the automakers. But today, the SUV is kind of the number one seller. Well, trucks are number one, but SUVs come in a close second, and sedans and, you know, for whatever reason, people are choosing not to buy them. And so many of the major car dealers don't even make sedans anymore. They're out of the business of sedans. And for those of you who are still driving sedans, 844-967-2789, why? Have you tried, you know, the SUV route? And if you haven't, why? I'll just tell you, I love sitting higher off the road. I think that might have something to do with it, Calvin. The clearance that you get, the fact that the vehicle itself is higher off the ground, and you know, when you're out on the road, you just feel like you're safer. There is no proof that you are safer. As a matter of fact, the SUVs are more likely to flip over. Right, Calvin?
I didn't know that, but I'll take your word for it.
Oh yeah, the SUVs, they've proven they're more likely to tip over if they hit on the side, and you can understand why. They're higher off the ground.
Yeah, more top heavy.
Yeah, more top heavy, and so you see it doesn't take much sometimes, especially in the city. Every time we see accidents, the SUVs are toppled over on their side. So if they're hit from the side, they're clearly going to wind up turning over. But I just think, man, I mean, I'm hooked on the SUV. And I'm going to keep buying SUVs, man. There's no way now, I think, that you can get me back into a car that sits lower to the ground. And even though right about now, the prices of those are a lot more affordable, because so many Americans, and not just Americans, but people in general, have gone to these SUVs. And, man, the handling of them is just amazing. And even the gas mileage. You would think, Calvin, they're a lot heavier than an automobile, right?
Yeah, they get surprisingly good gas mileage from what I hear, though.
Yeah, they really do. They get great gas mileage. And I think women clearly are buying SUVs more so than men. And maybe it's because of the same reasons. Because, you know, you got men buying trucks a lot. And so the number one buyer of the SUVs are women. And so I kind of get it. You know, there's more room for groceries. There's more room for all the things that they go out and purchase and buy. It's easier to get them in, you know, when you got a smaller, an automobile, you know, you've only got X amount of trunk space, the SUV. You can lower 2-3 rows of seats, and you can do all sorts of things with them. So, you know, I just really do appreciate the SUV and the freedom that it gives me to do so many different things, man. You know, putting your bicycle inside the SUV, man, and all sorts of things you certainly can put in that you can't put in the trunk of an automobile. And then the luxuriousness that they built into them. Some of them are just, man, they're absolutely spectacular. And you know what else is spectacular about them, Calvin?
What is that?
The price tag. Hey, man. 60, 70, 80, $1,000 for SUVs. They're not going to see many automobiles with that kind of price tag, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, but there are many SUVs on the market now that are loaded down with luxury and the new technology that top out some at $90,000. And, you know, of course, Calvin, I'm not in that market anywhere near that one. But yeah, I mean, I love the accessibility, the easy in and out of it. Listen, we're going to talk about a lot of different things today, as always. But I just thought I'd begin the show talking a little bit about, you know, that. You know, I went to look at some vehicles the other day. And I was not looking. I didn't look at one automobile. Not one. Did not even think about it. Everything was SUVs. And maybe I'm not the only one who's fallen in love with that. But clearly there are many others. Because, again, SUVs are outselling all these other things. But Calvin, so I want to I'm going to be talking about a lot of different things this morning. And when we come back from our hiatus for a few minutes, I'll just say this, and we'll talk about this clearly on the other side. Man, a dark day is coming for Ukraine, and it's coming very quickly because the United States government has said to Ukraine, we've kind of reached the total amount of money that we have agreed to spend to give you in support militarily, humanitarianly, and other things. The total funds have been provided that were supposed to be provided to Ukraine since the beginning of the war, which is in excess of $60 billion. That's not just the security assistance. That's economic, financial, and humanitarian assistance. We've gone through about 96% of what we said we were going to spend. I don't know, man. Calvin, I thought I used to hear President Biden say, we're with them all the way through this. Did you ever hear him say that?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so that we're with them all the way through it and that they didn't have to worry we'd be there. Last month, President Biden asked for an additional $64 billion to send to Ukraine, and it doesn't look like that's going to be forthcoming anyway soon because Republicans have clearly decided that it's something that they don't hold as dear, and it's all kind of stipulations that they have tied into that that is going to affect the outcome of what's happening there. We've got to take a short respite. When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. You can join us. Be right back.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So right now, Vladimir Putin, in Russia, are pretty excited about what they see. Maybe they knew all along that they were going to be able to outlast Ukraine militarily. And they knew that from the onset. One of the things that they didn't count on initially was that the United States of America was going to be as involved financially as we were, with all of the weaponry and the resources that were used to help feed and continue the economy of Ukraine. But it is absolutely clear right now that we are probably at the end of the line. 96% of what was allocated originally by our government to Ukraine, and I had never saw that figure before. The article that I was reading today in Newsweek this morning was $69 billion is what the United States had allocated. And then 96% of those resources have now been utilized. Now, this is why it's been so important, and why Joe Biden has tried to, and Democrats to ram through this bill that would have given $64 billion to Ukraine. They're not going to have it. It's not coming, you know, tomorrow or the next day. These people are embroiled in a fight for their lives and for their nation. And right now, the help that we've been giving them is going to dry up, because Republicans have tied into the $109 billion that Joe Biden is asking for. They've tied into that money for the border in this nation. And that, you know, that's where it is. The money for the border in America is one of the reasons why the Republicans have refused to, you know, give this additional $60-some-odd billion to Ukraine. They want to separate the funding from what's happening in Israel. And again, tie into it cuts in other spending. They're bringing all those things to the table at a time when Ukraine knows that without the financial support of the United States government, they're going to be crushed. Your thoughts, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones and CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Well, good morning, Earl. Thank you so much for taking my call. I do appreciate it. I think you misrepresent, again, what Republicans believe. And if you heard it last night, they do believe in supporting Ukraine, but they want accountability because corruption they want, if we're going to secure their border, 9,000 a day right now come across our border. And we want a secure border. We want a wall with a door.
Hey, CJ.
And that's what Republicans believe.
Hey, CJ. Thank you very much for the call. So here's the reality of it. You know, to say that what the Republicans want is, you know, the border being taken care of, and somehow that's the most important thing, and disavowing a major military war and what's going on in Ukraine, and to say that we're not going to support that, it's something that we've been doing now for the last almost year and a half, 2 years, we're not going to do that until we get our way at the border, is the root of the problem. So clearly, he doesn't understand. And many other Republicans politically don't understand. Because when you are elected officials, and you know the impact of what is going to happen shortly, as soon as the money dries up, then it means that the Ukrainians and all of those that are out on the front lines are going to be slaughtered. No question. You know, we talk about what's going on in Israel, in Gaza, and so we do know what Russia has still, one of the mightiest militaries in the world. And we know that with no pushback, they're going to squash Ukraine. Going to happen. And to say that the most important thing is, well, our border here in the country, and that's the most, those people in Ukraine, we can't see them. Our issue is here at home. Our issue is our border. It's nonsense. Let's call it what it is. It's absolutely nonsense. And to try to make it appear as though, oh, we really do care about those people, but there is no but. We'll be right back. I see you, Tom. 844-967-2789. What say you? We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The bill to use public money to make repairs at American Family Field is expected to go to the full Senate next week. Two legislative committees approved an amended version of the bill on Wednesday. While it is not known if the new bill has enough votes to pass in the Senate, Governor Evers says he would sign it if it made its way to his desk. The Waukesha School District wants a federal court to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a former teacher who was fired earlier this year. Melissa Temple lost her job as a first-grade dual-language teacher in July. She claims the district retaliated against her for speaking out on social media about the song Rainbow Land being cut from a first-grade concert. Among other things, the school district says Temple was airing a personal grievance. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
For WGBW News, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you see green footprints on sidewalks around Northeast Wisconsin, here's why. November is National Runaway and Homeless Youth Prevention Month. WBAY reports that a project called Youth on the Move is sponsored by the Boys and Girls Club of the Fox Valley's home-based program. The program raises awareness and helps prevent children and teen homelessness by putting green footprints in front of area businesses, letting young homeless people know it is a safe haven. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction reported recently that over 16,000 kids dealing with homelessness were enrolled in schools last year. A 13-year-old Wittenberg boy was seriously injured in an ATV crash in Shawnee County. Shawnee County sheriffs answered a call on Nightingale Road about 4:30 p.m. yesterday. Authorities arrived to find the boy unresponsive and pinned under the ATV. The boy was taken to the hospital with very serious injuries. And that's what you need to know. I'm Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make STARS part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Bucks get the win, but Giannis ejected. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Detroit Pistons 120-118. In the third quarter, Giannis brought the ball down, made a signature dunk, and celebration. He gets called for a technical, his second of the game, and was ejected. The Bucks' Brooke Lopez asked what was going on.
You know, we felt there were a lot of questionable calls, but you got to fight through that. And the way Giannis got kicked out, we obviously don't think that was great. But whatever, we turned it into a positive. Sucked not to have him out there, but it was a great opportunity for us to play pretty much solely with Dame, get him more used to us, get more used to him and a lot of other guys.
Football, a lot of teams in the NFL now doing the tush push, lining up players to push a teammate across fourth and short for a quarterback sneak. Green Bay tried it over the weekend against the Rams and was asked, was it called the Packers push? Right guard John Runyon.
I've also heard the love shove too.
That's the Packers right guard, John Runyon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine outside today with daytime highs approaching 48. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Lows around 31. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. 43 tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And so if you're just joining us, I'm talking about the fact that the Ukrainian war has taken a back seat and clearly is caught up in a political debate where 18 to 20% of Republicans have now decided that, you know, it's more important to make sure that we get our border taken care of than if this commitment that we've made to these, you know, Ukrainian people is not as important. And so there's clearly going to be a major turning point shortly. And Ukrainian people and the whole, you know, war and Joe Biden and others and Mitch McConnell and others who have supported it are soon going to find out, as well as Vladimir Zelensky, that they are on their own. And if they're on their own, there clearly is going to be a sad and quick and swift ending to the war that they've been fighting for the last 21 months. Go to the phone lines and Tom, good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. However, we do have one faction in this country that does not know how to govern if their life depended on it. I remember a time when the Republican Party said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, and now people that call up on the radio that are Republicans say they want a big wall with a door on it. Oh, my God. First off, they don't know people from the southern border that know how to dig tunnels.
Well, but I know, but Tom, so my thing is, that's even if that's what they want, how in the world do you say we're not going to give the resources to Ukraine that we've been supporting in this war for the last 2 years, unless you give us that wall with the doors? I mean, how is there any correlation between the two?
Oh, there is no correlation. That's what these Republicans do, is honestly, they, like I said, they don't know how to govern. They just do whatever it is that, I mean, I'll give you an example. One of the things the other night when the Democrats swept all those different seats in the election, you know what the Republicans' number one thing was? Well, we got to find someone that's better at our messaging. We got to find some way to message this woman's right to choose versus, you know, government's right to choose issue better. They don't care about policy. They care about their donors. They care about what their donors want. And I'm just saying to the American people that they need to stand up for Ukraine, they need to stand up for Israel, and they need to. We need to fund this now that we're in it, because of the fact if we don't, authoritarian leadership will be going all across the world, and got Trump's banker and Putin that probably wanted this all along, and we're gonna have authoritarian here in this country if we're not careful. So we need.
Hey Tom, man, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Sharky from Racine. Good morning to you, Sharky. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. Sad day on this topic.
Yeah. I mean, we know what the outcome's going to be, right?
Well, without question. And how many people actually really know? How many people do they really know how many miles the last president built of the wall? And the answer to that is 11. 11 chunks of wall of miles. And how many people know that the actual wall, if they were to cover it, which is, you know, it would take only God who could do that because of the terrain.
Right.
That situation is, that wall is just the side of 2,000 miles long. So you can see that the board game was tipped by the Republicans on all their little secret trips and all this and all that. And yes, we need to support Israel and those folks. And we also need to keep our border running, keeping it right.
So Sharkey, let me ask you again. We've been financially supporting Ukraine, and I can't wait to have this conversation with Sandy on tomorrow. We've been financially backing Ukraine, and Sandy has said from the onset, when is it going to come to an end? Why did we mislead these people into this, you know, war, and now we are tying into, well, you gotta make sure the wall is built before we send any more money to Ukraine. I mean, what is that?
Focus.
Yeah, that's yeah, but people's lives, Sharkey. All those people's lives. You know, and so people ask the question, you know, why are you so anti-Republican? Hey, man, somebody make sense of that. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Somebody make sense of the fact that after all of these resources that have been spent and sending those people out to thinking that they're going to have our help all the way through the war. And now I just read that, you know, we had already said that 66, 69 billion was the ceiling. And now all of a sudden we're saying that they've used 96% of that. So then where do those people go? Hey, good morning to you, Cindy. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. Well, I think this is a political coup because they know that
political.
Biden's numbers are Biden's numbers are falling due to the wars, and I think they're taking political advantage of this to make him look even worse because they're so hell bent on getting a Republican back in the White House. So I think this is just political stuff to make him look bad, even badder than he is now. And the wall stuff is just more bad money after bad money. I just don't, for the life of me, understand this.
Well, you know, Cindy, I agree with you that, you know, this is politics with cutting off the money to Ukraine and the reason why. And as CJ said earlier, you know, this is the reason why that Republicans are doing this, because they want the money for the border. But I don't know how you even compare people coming over our border to people in a full-out war not having any munitions to fight back. And somebody that we have supported financially throughout the war and encouraged to keep fighting, and then all of a sudden some of the same people who encouraged them to keep fighting, and we're going to be there for you, have now turned tail for political reasons. We know why. But I mean, the fact that they're willing to have all those people die, and it doesn't seem to matter to these people. You know what I mean, Cindy? It doesn't even matter that all of those people are going to wind up dying because they have a wish to make sure that Joe Biden is not elected again.
Yep, and this is the party supposedly of pro-life, really?
Hey, Cindy, thank you very much for the call. I mean, I really appreciate it. It's coming. You know, it's coming. And I know it's probably, again, something that, you know, it's not something we see. You know, we're busy Christmas shopping. Nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, that's what we do. But for heaven's sakes, whatever side of the coin you were on with supporting Ukraine, there was a time when 78% of Americans did, when this war first began, but not anymore. Let's go to Bill from McConnemore. Good morning to you, Bill. You say what?
The latest election results, you know, if Donald Trump has got this big lead and all this momentum, well, I hope he gets more. Because with if this big of lead means that they lose across the boards, I'm all for his big lead. I can't believe, and here's what it boils down to, and correct me if I'm wrong, those polls are nothing more than polls, and it's based on who they were taken from and who was given them and where they found the data.
Well, yeah.
Donald Trump has never won an election. So, he lost in 2016 by 3 million.
So, Bill, yes. You know, that certainly is something to talk about, the outcome of the polls. But right now, Ukraine is out there, and young men are out there. We helped put them in that situation. We gave them the munitions that they have to fight off Russia. And now all of a sudden, we're pulling the plug on that. And I just think there's something wrong with that, right? I just think that 5 months later, none of the objectives that Vladimir Zelensky and our nation talked about, now all of a sudden they're pulling the plug on that, man. So, there's something wrong with that. We know what the outcome is going to be. And I know that President Biden had pushed for it. The support of Ukraine. And that's another reason, as Cindy said, that they're kind of pulling the plug, because it has everything to do with the politics side of it. But that's what we do when you sell human beings down the river.
Earl, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Here's the deal with the Republicans and our armed forces. They despise our armed forces. They despise Milley. They despise McCain. They despise any military person they don't like. Tuberville is choking them, literally choking them. By that, and that has to be messaged across America. Because if we just won this election a day ago, we're going to win big once America realizes Republicans failed to stand behind them.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. You know, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about, there's owners of a Colorado funeral home that they found out 189 bodies have been found, Calvin, people have not focused on it. They thought that their loved ones had either been in, when they don't bury them. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Cremated.
And so they didn't cremate the bodies. They're just laying around everywhere. We'll talk a little bit about that. And on the other side, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the
back. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before I go to the other story, I just thought it was important that that we talk a little bit about this, because this is a mother who said she's having trouble with her teenage son. He shows no interest in school. I've tried being as encouraging as possible, but nothing seems to work. And now I'm worried his younger siblings will follow in his footsteps. Young boy, 13 years old, soon to be 14 years old, has no interest in school. His interest is in video games and the cell phone and others, technology. And so mom can't get him to take education seriously. Hey, easy to figure out, Calvin. Take the phone away. Right? I mean, come on, man. Take the technology away. I mean, don't you think that that probably has some bearing on why the kid is...
I think that the technology definitely plays a role in why he is unmotivated. I don't know if that would necessarily get him back motivated, though. I think it could cause him to see it as a punishment and reject it and shut down in a way. I'm not saying he shouldn't have it limited, or I just taking it away seems like it could have the opposite of the desired effect.
Yeah, you know, Calvin, there are many parents right now who are probably going through the same thing. And so there's a reason why our government is now challenging these technology systems and all of these different sites, because they know that they are having major impact on young people. And so... Yes, she's got to do something. Let's do this. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
You know, Earl, I had a 14-year-old granddaughter. She's an adult now. And she's at our house, and she's constantly on her phone. And I went up to her, and she doesn't have a job because she's 14 years old. I had a $50 bill. And I said, I will give you this $50 bill if you can put the phone down for 1 hour. She looked at me and started crying and said, I can't. Something wrong there. So when you're talking about this kid, this 14-year-old kid taking away his phone, and Calvin saying that it's like a punishment, it's true. It's like sticking you on a cross and sticking nails in your arm and crucifying you. So I understand. I've seen it.
Well, so this young man is not alone. And the mom says she's concerned about the younger siblings. Well, that's certainly something she should be concerned about, because if the older sibling is disavowing education and doesn't see that it's important enough. And part of this, I hate to say it, but it's true. But hey, mom. You know, you kind of created it. I'm sorry. When you give kids everything, you know, and life is so easy for them, and they get it anyway, whether they earn it or not. It's more times than not, they aren't going to appreciate it as much. And certainly if the option is, hey, Calvin, hey, man, go in and study the trigonometry. or here's the iPhone. Hey, and you go in your room and the door is locked. Hey, man, what do you think the kid's going to do, Calvin?
Yeah, there's clearly a... We're going to do what's easy and fun. And so it is on the parents to kind of limit and control that. But I also think it's on our school systems to make learning more fun and more engaging. Because learning, you should be able to have fun in school. Learning should be something that everyone should enjoy.
So I will say to you that learning wasn't fun when I was in school. I get it. I know it's a different time. You know, the teachers that I had, amen, you know, they're kind of crotchety. And it wasn't a matter of, you know, trying to make it fun. We knew it was necessary. And our parents made sure we knew it was necessary. And there was no such thing as, you know, there something else more important. It's a different time now.
I do think, sorry to cut you off. No, didn't mean to interrupt, Earl. I do think you saw, I think our dropout rates are lower. So I think back then the kids who were disillusioned or didn't want to go to school, they just simply stopped going instead of now you kind of see where they just put up with it. They still go. They just aren't productive when they're there.
Well, I'll tell you something, man. You know, I was around during those times and I'm around during these times. Major difference. Okay, major difference in the way education was administered and the way it is today. More no nonsense. And I know that probably wouldn't work today. But listen, we have to pay some bills. We'll be back on the other side. 844-967-2789. Got a lot to talk about. We'll be right back.
Where the fans own the team. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Talk of Green Bay.